I wanted to get some thoughts about this game tomorrow.
Yeah.
And I guess my first question is, I wonder what's the main thing that you get out of a game like this? I mean, when you've mid-week, you got guys that are injured and you don't want to risk a lot, but you know, what do you get out of it?
Well, I think you see when you saw training today, the roster, you know, we're able to give guys like Ross Friedman some game time, Matt Wyatt, and then other guys that haven't been getting much game time, they get to step on the field and compete.
Mm-hmm. What sort of lineup will you be able to field?
Field a strong lineup. You know, we're going to rest maybe four or five guys, but other than that, it's going to be, you know, everyone.
Can you play academy guys in a game like this? I don't know what the rules are.
Okay.
Can't. Okay. So you're limited to the healthy guys that you have.
Gated game, yeah.
Okay. Capacity. Okay. How is Matt doing with the knee?
Doing great. I mean, yeah, he's doing great.
Any restrictions on him for tomorrow?
No, I don't think so. I think he's pretty good.
What do you think about just the timing of this game? Coming in, you got a busy stretch of games.
You know, but if you look around the league, everyone's doing this. And what I think, it gives our fans an opportunity to see a premiership team. Mm-hmm. And I think that's fantastic. Gets to see how we stack up against a premiership team. And to me, it's a win-win. I mean, we're using this as a very hard training session in terms of, you know, we could do fitness or we can play a game in front of 10,000 people or however many thousand people against a premiership team. Mm-hmm. So I think it's a great opportunity for our group.
You have a top moment when you think back on your time there? What really sticks out about?
There were a lot of fun games, you know. I think, you know, I'd like to go back to when we avoided relegation on the last day of the season, scoring the 88th minute or something, and just the tension of that day, and, you know, the fan support that was there, and, you know, it meant a lot. It was the existence of the club, basically. You know, if they're going to be, you know, forced into a tough situation, are they going to be able to survive? And, you know, we survived on the last day, and it was a special moment.
Do you have anything special from Crystal Palace? Do you have jerseys?
I have a bunch of jerseys. Yeah. A bunch of jerseys, and I'm trying to think of anything else. I think that's it. But, you know, jerseys and stuff like that.
No, it was brought up post-game briefly, but Michael being named an All-Star.
Yeah.
I wonder what that means for this club. We haven't had an All-Star since 2010.
Yeah.
You know, what does that mean? Is it something that, you know?
Listen, I think it means a lot. And I think that, you know, the fans have been great in dealing with this process that we're going through. And, you know, to see a guy that, you know, that was just bought in, new to the team, and to become an All-Star, and, you know, we had a potential two other guys that are right on the cusp, you know, with Federico and Giancarlo. I mean, you know, we're getting there, and I think that, you know, it's time, and it does take time, but I'm excited with the process. I'm excited how the team's been doing.
Interesting that you say the fans have been sort of on board or appreciate.
Yeah.
Did you see the Natives Are Restless banner?
No.
There was a banner in the Nordic Saturday that said the Natives Are Restless, and there was fans holding torches and pitchforks.
Okay.
And I thought was interesting.
Yeah. So, what does that mean?
I think some of them are unhappy that, you know, maybe you haven't won quicker.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's going to take time, man. You know, I think when you look at history in MLS, you look at, you know, Salt Lake when Jason just took over. You look at LA when Bruce just took over.
Kansas City.
I think when he was here.
Yeah. So, you know, it's a process, and, you know, you got to stick to the process and keep building.
Did you see Anthony's letter to the season ticket holders?
Yeah.
I'm just curious if he's sent that out to everybody.
Yeah.
There's been talk that DeMarcus Beasley wants to come back to the league. I wonder if that's a player that you guys would be interested in, since where you are in the allocation order.
No, you know, what I think is we have, you know, it's something we look at. Obviously, I have a lot of respect for DeMarcus as a player, and I think he's he's done a great job, you know, especially, you know, representing the country in the four World Cups. So it's something we'd look at. You know, I'm not sure, you know, how closely we're going to look at it, though.
I wasn't sure if that would be a good fit. I was trying to picture him and what you guys do. And any update on Alex Martinez?
No, he wasn't out there.
Wasn't.
No, we sent him back.
Okay.
Yeah, he's looking for an opportunity to play right away, and you know, he wasn't going to get that opportunity with us.
Okay. You had said on Friday when we were talking about Giancarlo, you'd said that the cement was mixing, I think was how you put it, as far as offers for him.
Yeah.
Where's the concrete stand?
It's pretty much in that same pattern. It's in that stage where you didn't add water yet. You know, it's there. We just got to add water and start churning it up.
Okay. What goes into making a decision like that? Where obviously, like you said, you know, he's a guy that's right on the cusp of being an All-Star, and you want what's best long-term for the club. I could see it being a tough, you know, some fans would not be happy if, you know, you move a player that's obviously playing well, but if you got the right offer, it makes sense. Is that a tough balance to strike? It's tough. toughest situations.
Well, I think you said it perfectly. Exactly what it is. You know, you encapsulated it in those two sentences. Brilliant.
Can you stand in back of me so I can... and I know, you know, we're asking you pretty much every day about signings, and it seems like there's a few more rumblings that something might be coming together. Is it possible we see a signing this week?
It's possible. It's possible.
Okay.
Yeah.
And is it still, are you primarily looking at making one signing, or could we see multiple additions before the...
No, we could see multiple. I mean, it just depends how everything works out. You know, we're looking for some pieces to the puzzle, and they got to be the right pieces.
Right.
You know, we don't want to force anything in, but in the same time, we want to get some new blood in here. Mm-hmm. And I think it will invigorate the group. I think it will push everyone a little bit more. So, you know, it's a priority to bring a couple people in.
Game like this, you know, 2 years ago, Ben Spies scored, I think, 2 goals. And I was just talking to him about it, and you know, he said it really helped push him for the rest of the season. You know, as a player who I assume played in some of these games, how did you look at that, and what do you want to see as some of the guys?
I think they're fun games. I mean, you know, we've had the opportunity to play against AC Milan and Barcelona and Real Madrid, and those are great games. I mean, when you see the substitutes they make at halftime, and they bring 11 guys in that were, you know, arguably better than the 11 they started. You know, it's amazing. It's amazing to see that type of depth. You know, Crystal Palace won't be like that, but it's still a very good team. And they competed at a high level last year and had a successful season. So it's going to be a fun game.
Will you do two different lineups, first half lineup, second half lineup?
No, we'll make changes, though, at halftime, yeah.
From your standpoint, what's the anticipation to see the Dayton guys you mentioned, like Ross, playing with the first team for the first time since preseason, maybe?
It will be great. You know, I think that, you know, it's a perfect opportunity to bring them back and give them game time.